Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Sword of Freedom: Israel, Mossad, and the Secret War explores the hidden dimension of Israel's national security struggle through the lens of its most famous intelligence service. Framed around the realities of clandestine conflict rather than conventional battlefields, the book looks at how intelligence gathering, covert action, and strategic deception have shaped Israel's ability to deter adversaries and prevent attacks. It places Mossad within a wider ecosystem that includes military intelligence, internal security, political leadership, and foreign partnerships, emphasizing the constant pressure of operating under urgent timelines and ambiguous information. The narrative also highlights the moral and legal tensions that arise when democracies fight in the shadows, where success is measured by what does not happen. By focusing on the logic of secret war, the book aims to help readers understand why intelligence capabilities matter, how they influence diplomacy, and how they can change the trajectory of conflicts without public visibility. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the logic of secret war and national survival. A central theme is how intelligence services function as instruments of national survival when a state faces persistent security threats. Rather than portraying espionage as a collection of isolated missions, the book frames it as a long campaign with strategic objectives: early warning, disruption, deterrence, and influence. It explains why Israel's security environment elevates the value of timely information, human sources, and technical collection, and how these inputs feed decision-making at the highest level. The discussion helps readers see intelligence as a cycle defining priorities: collecting signals and human reporting, assessing credibility, and turning analysis into action. It also underscores that intelligence work rarely produces perfect certainty. Leaders must often choose among imperfect options while weighing consequences. In this context, covert operations and quiet diplomacy are presented as tools to manage escalation, prevent surprise, and shape adversary behavior without open warfare. The topic clarifies the strategic trade-offs of operating invisibly, where revealing capabilities can reduce future effectiveness, but withholding information can limit political support or international coordination. Secondly, Mossad as an organization: recruitment, tradecraft, and culture. The book highlights that Mossad is not only a brand name, but an organization built around selection, training, and a distinctive operational culture. It explores how intelligence agencies look for talent that can handle ambiguity, maintain discipline under stress, and operate convincingly in foreign environments. Readers are introduced to the idea of tradecraft as a set of skills and procedures: cultivating sources, maintaining cover, secure communications, surveillance detection, and compartmentation to protect people and methods. The narrative also emphasizes teamwork and the division of labor between case officers, analysts, technical experts, and logistics support. Alongside professionalism, the topic addresses the ethical and psychological burdens of secret work, including the need for discretion, the risk of compromise, and the human cost when missions fail. The organizational view helps explain why intelligence success depends on systems, not only individual daring. It also shows how institutional learning develops over time through after-action reviews, adaptation to new technologies, and shifts in adversary counterintelligence, making intelligence a dynamic competition rather than a fixed playbook. Thirdly, covert action, deterrence, evert, and the boundary of acceptable risk. Another important topic is how covert action is used to shape security outcomes when overt military options are costly or politically constrained. The book discusses how sabotage, disruption, clandestine influence, and other gray zone measures can delay adversary capabilities, degrade networks, and buy time for diplomacy or defense preparations. It also explains that covert action is not simply about tactical impact. It can be designed to signal resolve, create uncertainty for opponents, and strengthen deterrence by demonstrating reach. The topic pays attention to risk management, operational exposure, blowback, escalation, and diplomatic fallout. It examines how leaders weigh proportionality and necessity, and how the threshold for action shifts with the perceived imminence of threats. Readers gain a sense of the planning discipline behind covert operations, defining objectives, choosing methods that preserve deniability where needed, setting limits, and preparing exit strategies. This section clarifies why some operations remain hidden even after success, and why failure can be strategically damaging, not only operationally embarrassing, because it reveals capabilities and can erode international support. Fourthly, intelligence, diplomacy, and alliances in a connected world. The book presents intelligence as a form of statecraft that interacts constantly with diplomacy. It explores how shared intelligence can strengthen alliances, enable joint counterterrorism, and create channels of trust even when public politics are tense. At the same time, it addresses the frictions that arise when partners have different priorities, legal frameworks, and risk tolerance. readers see how intelligence liaison relationships can provide access, geography, and complementary capabilities, while also creating vulnerabilities if sensitive information spreads too widely. The topic also explains how intelligence supports diplomatic negotiations by clarifying red lines, validating compliance, and identifying spoilers. Beyond state partners, it considers how non-state actors, cyber tools, and global finance complicate the landscape, requiring cooperation across agencies and borders. The narrative emphasizes that secrecy can be both an asset and a constraint. It enables discrete coordination, but it can limit democratic oversight and complicate accountability. By treating intelligence as a diplomatic lever rather than a separate world, this section helps readers understand why covert capabilities can influence regional balances, crisis management, and long-term strategic alignment. Lastly, ethics, law, and oversight democracies in the shadows. A significant thread in the book is the tension between democratic values and the necessities of clandestine conflict. It examines how intelligence work often operates in legal gray zones, where the urgency to prevent violence competes with requirements for due process, sovereignty, and transparency. The topic discusses the concept of oversight as a practical safeguard, internal review, political authorization, and external scrutiny mechanisms designed to prevent abuse while preserving operational effectiveness. It also considers the moral dilemmas that recur in intelligence: the use of deception, recruitment of sources with compromised backgrounds, collateral consequences, and the responsibility to protect civilians. Readers are encouraged to think about proportionality and accountability, not as abstract ideals, but as operating constraints that shape planning and authorization. The narrative underscores that secrecy can shield misconduct, as well as protect legitimate operations, making governance essential to long-term legitimacy. This topic helps readers understand why intelligence agencies must balance effectiveness with trust, because public confidence and international credibility can be strategic assets, and losing them can weaken a state's ability to build coalitions and sustain security policy over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured understanding of how intelligence services influence modern conflict, including students of international relations, security professionals, journalists, and general readers interested in Israel's strategic environment. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening how they interpret news about covert operations, counterterrorism, and regional escalation. Readers gain a framework for understanding how intelligence collection, analysis, and action connect to diplomacy and deterrence, and why outcomes often remain invisible by design. The book's focus on trade-offs, uncertainty, and governance also helps readers think more critically about ethics and accountability in democracies under threat. Compared to similar books that lean heavily on sensational mission storytelling, this one is worth buying for its emphasis on the logic of secret war, how organizations build capabilities, how leaders weigh risk, and how partnerships and oversight shape what is possible. For readers seeking a grounded, strategic perspective on Mossad and the wider security ecosystem, it offers a coherent guide to the hidden drivers of state behavior. If you would like to support Yossi Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.